is rare, and we all deserve to be happy while we're here.
Once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. Oh, she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas a whipping in the wind. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The artificial dyes used in Flamin' Hot Cheetos and other snacks are going away. The FDA announced Tuesday it's phasing out the petroleum-based synthetic dyes by the end of the year. Additives like Red Dye 40 give candies, sports drinks, and chips a bright color that attracts shoppers. The changes will affect a grocery cart full of goods from PepsiCo, General Mills, and Kellogg's. FDA Commissioner Marty Makary said at a news conference that American kids have increasingly been living in a toxic soup of synthetic chemicals for the past 50 years. The Department of Education will resume collecting defaulted student loan debt. The department announced collections will begin on May 5th, and borrowers could be referred to debt collectors or have money deducted from paychecks. This is SRN News.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief. Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you know what today is?
No, what is today?
It's Administrative Professionals Day.
I'm just a secretary.
I'm not a secretary.
I'm not your secretary.
I am an assistant, not a secretary.
The administrative assistant.
Administrative assistant.
Misspelled administrative and assistant.
A highly trained specialist.
It's administrative.
Happy Administrative Professionals Day.
Our wonderful administrative support staff.
Showtime.
Showtime, showtime, showtime. Jeff and Courtney, the big show. 4 after 6. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Courtney.
Thank you.
Good to have you back.
Good to be back, Jeff.
Everything okay? Back? I know your back is like, ugh.
My back is not happy, but I was actually able to get fully dressed this morning and that, so that's beneficial for us.
You were able to put on clothes today, so that's
good.
Yeah,
so that's good. I'm making progress.
You were better off than I was. I came in today with my shirt inside out.
Yes, you did. I wasn't going to say anything, but...
I did. I had no clue. No clue.
We're just having our morning coffee conversation. And I'm like, hey, your shirt's inside out.
But you get up at 4 a.m. and dress in the dark.
Yeah. You just never know what's going to happen.
You don't know.
So
the crapshoot.
It really is. Hey, but you're back in business. I'm back in business.
We're good. Yeah. Sure. Shirt's right side out. You're here. So.
We're properly dressed this morning.
Man. Yeah, I need another chug of this.
For sure. Hump day. It's Wednesday.
Black coffee is so good.
You're having black coffee this morning?
Oh, a little creamer in it,
oh,
too.
Okay.
But a little creamer in the coffee is good. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's also Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll get to that after the weather. Did we get rain last night? Any kind of a storm, because I slipped right through it if we did.
I feel like we did because Luna was scared. So she must have been scared of something.
Huh. There was some water on the road, but it wasn't a lot. It was just like sprinklers were going off.
So yeah, I don't know how intense the storm was. Yeah.
I didn't hear anything. I was out. I was tired. Yeah. So anyway, weather today. Well, we got a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 o'clock today. Then a slight chance of showers and thunder boomers after 1 o'clock. Otherwise, partly sunny, 82 today. Chance of precip today stands at about 40%. Tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight, we're going to get a low down to, 63 tonight. And that same forecast just kind of goes through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday it clears out. So sunny on Sunday, but chance of showers and thunderstorms as we get more static again.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so just be aware, showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Could play some havoc with some baseball and softball games this week. So keep it here. We'll keep you updated on all the changes, if there are any changes. Current temps out there right now, 60s is the rule. Coleman, 61. If you're in Goldthwaite right now, 63. 61 in Brady. Brownwood, 61 at the airport. Your first light is 632 today. No more static. What happened?
I don't know. I feel like if I don't move my head
just
for
don't
some
move.
Reason, yeah, just stay very, very still.
I think there's somebody on the roof with some rabbit ears.
Yeah.
Suggesting the signal.
Maybe we should be wearing our foil hats.
Our tinfoil hats. First light, 6:32 today. Your sunrise is 6:57. And then your sunset tonight is 8:10. Later and later. So
it
that's
just getting later and later.
That's your forecast for today.
Sounds rainy.
I would say just be versatile, be adaptable today.
Yeah, you never know. It could rain. It may not. I feel like that's every day. We just don't know.
Especially in the springtime.
Yeah, it's. But I love the springtime because it's going to be green and all the flowers and
it's all pretty.
It's so pretty.
And we got a couple new rose bushes in front of the house that we grateful for the rain to water them.
Yeah.
So we have your Would You Rather Wednesday today.
What is it?
It's on the Facebook page, Would You Rather Wednesday. Check it out. It is, would you rather be able to talk to animals or read people's minds? That's the stumper today. Talk to animals or read people's minds?
My initial and immediate response was talk to animals. But then when I started thinking about it, I'm like, I don't know. I think the ability to read people's minds could be absolutely horrible.
Yeah, my first gut reaction was talk to animals, because I already do.
Right, same, but they don't say anything back.
They don't understand, or they don't say anything back.
Yeah.
But reading people's minds might be kind of cool.
But then it might be really not cool.
Yeah, because there's a Mel Gibson movie about what women want.
Yeah.
And he's just overwhelmed.
Yeah. With just being able to read women's minds.
But then he turns into a better guy, a better person for it.
Sure. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Can you imagine, though, always knowing what everybody thinks of you? Always knowing what somebody's thoughts are? Not only is it intrusive, but also, I don't know, I think it would be extremely off-putting.
I think because they could say one thing.
Exactly.
And you would know something different. They'd say, oh, I like you a lot. And in their minds, they're thinking, this guy's a jerk.
Yeah. So, I mean, can you imagine just always, I think you could always have the upper hand in some things.
Yes.
But also, I feel like that would be depressing. You know?
I think you would need a thick skin.
You would definitely need very thick skin to be able to read people's minds.
So would you rather Wednesday, you can give us a call too, 646-1013. Would you rather be able to read people's minds or talk to animals? Shelley says talk to animals. Most seem more intelligent than anything going on in the human's mind. Sometimes, yes. I agree with that. Troy says read people's minds. Rhonda says talk to animals.
It seems pretty split.
It does.
So what do y'all say? 325-646-1013. Talk to animals or read people's minds. And I'm curious as to why. Why would you pick that?
Also, that same phone number is good to register for the plant of the week. That one number can do a lot of different things.
It is magical.
Magical.
The magical number.
The plant of the week, of course, is the crepe myrtle. It's a beautiful crepe myrtle. They are very low maintenance. We don't do a whole lot to ours except trim it back once in a while. You never want to top a crepe myrtle. You never want to top it. Just kind of manage it. They're low maintenance. They thrive in climates like Texas, hot, sunny conditions. So we're giving away the crepe myrtle, courtesy of Trees Forever Nursery. We're going to take more phone calls today, and we'll give it away tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour.
They're very pretty.
They're beautiful. They come in pink, purple, and red. So your choice over at Trees Forever Nursery. You can pick out one pink, purple, or red. Again, low maintenance. They thrive in hot, sunny weather. We registered, I think, 13 people yesterday.
Wow.
We're going to go for more today, too. So when you hear the cue to call 646-1013 and register to win that beautiful crepe myrtle from Trees Forever Nursery.
I just gave it a Google and very beautiful. Is that a plant or a tree? Oh, it says plant.
Yeah.
Nice. Love it.
We have one on the side of our house. If you're looking
what
at the garage,
you have?
They're both very vibrant red.
Yeah.
They really pop. I love the side of our house because we have the crepe myrtle there, the vibrant red, and then we have a purple sage, which is also just a beautiful, beautiful plant. So, having that pop of color is always nice.
Yeah. I love a good red.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
It leaked in my chair.
Oh, no. It's been a morning.
I was using it as lumbar support.
Wow.
Good times.
So check out the trees. If you don't win it tomorrow, you can go to Trees Forever Nursery and get these crepe myrtles at a great price. $16.95 for a 5-gallon or $34.95 for a 7-gallon.
What do you have? You don't know.
I know. They're just in there. Well, they're already in there when we moved in.
Oh, okay.
We just take care of them and try to keep them alive.
Keep them beautiful.
Exactly. Best we can.
Flourishing.
The weird thing is they bloom at different times. Our myrtle in the backyard blooms after the myrtle to the side of the house.
It must be getting like different light and nutrients from the ground. And
something
I'm sure
different.
There's a bunch of different aspects, especially when it comes to like a plant.
Yeah, I'm not a...
You're not hip to it.
A plantologist, herbologist, or arbor... I know that...
What is that?
Gardener?
Is it?
I'm not a... I dabble.
Now I can't remember what that's called. I don't think it's a plantologist, but that would make sense, right?
Yeah. The study of plants.
What is it?
I mean, we like to take care of them, and we like to know about them, but we're not experts.
Horticulture.
Horticulture? Yeah, exactly.
I think it's horticulture.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Lord.
It took a minute. Hey, it is only a little after 6, so
yeah.
Sometimes horticulture isn't the easiest word to come up with.
646-1013. If you want to register for the myrtle, give us a call right meow. And then Stuckley is back with your news, weather, and sports at 6:30. Fact or Fiction at 6:50, along with your menus. All that to stick around for. Plus, we have a topic this morning.
Which one should we hit?
The topic this morning, I'd like to hit this in the 6 o'clock hour. There's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote recently. And some of these bands, I'm surprised, aren't already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Huh.
So there was a fan vote, and we'll talk about that coming up just in a little bit here on the morning show. And there's the static again.
I don't know what happened.
No.
See, it feels like it's something that we're doing with...
It's very bizarre.
It is. Maybe we'll figure it out someday.
614 at KOXE. If you want to call and win that crate myrtle, give us a call to register right now.
Get your butt out of bed, butt out of bed, butt bed. Time to get your butt out of bed or you'll be late for work.
That's a classic. That's an oldie but a goodie. Seminole Wind, John Anderson here at KOXC. On your Wednesday morning, it's a hump day. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday. Play along with us on Facebook, won't you?
Would you rather?
Would you rather talk to animals or read people's minds?
Decisions, decisions.
See, my gut said talk to animals, but then would they talk back?
Well, I mean, I already talk to animals. I mean, I talk to animals as well.
I already do.
Just like there's a person sitting next to me. But yeah, do they respond? I'm going to say yes. I mean, it doesn't say conversate with animals, but.
So they would understand what you were saying?
You could understand each other is what I'm thinking.
Okay, so there's some kind of a connection where they would understand
right.
you.
Then you're speaking with each other.
What if they don't like you? What if, like, I want out of here?
That would be very hurtful, right?
Wouldn't that be hurtful?
Wouldn't that suck?
More than a human saying that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I expect that out of humans, but not out of animals.
Yes, if I found out Luna really didn't like me, that would just break my heart. It would be more crushing than finding out any human on the planet didn't like me.
Yeah, what if Socks didn't like me?
Wouldn't that be so upsetting?
He's like, dude, I want out of here. This is.
But I think that that's where it comes in. Action speaks louder than words. When it comes to your animals, they show you every day how much they love you. So you don't really need them speak.
True.
You know?
When I walk out of the bedroom in the morning and when I stagger out of the bedroom, he's always at the door looking up at me.
Right.
He wants his morning scratches.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I think
morning love. Yeah. They show us love.
They show us, yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot different. Their words don't. They don't need words.
Right. It's a good thing because they don't have them.
Yeah. They're like, they have their own language and we have ours.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So you can partake on the Facebook page. Would you rather Wednesday? Would you rather be able to talk to animals or read people's minds? And there was a vote. Apparently, there was a vote last night. And here is who won the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote. I want to stress this is a fan vote. Results of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote are in. And the winner is a band that just, I don't get it. The winner is Phish.
Which is crazy to me.
Phish with 330,000 votes. But keep listening because you're going to be shocked at who Phish beat out.
Shocked and appalled.
Appalled is a better word.
I'm shocked and appalled by this. So they beat out Bad Company, came in second with 281,000, followed by Billy Idol with 260,500, which is, what? How did Phish beat out Bad Company and Billy Idol?
Could you name a Phish song? I can't.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
So now I could just because, but I could not before looking it up.
It's just a hippie band. It's Cyndi Lauper finished fourth with 237,000 votes. Joe Cocker rounds out the top five at 234,000. The rest of the top 10 in this order is Soundgarden, Chubby Checker, Black Crowes, Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Joy Division / New Order. The fan vote doesn't have a ton of influence. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's yours.
No, finish.
I started to step on your toes. It just says the fan vote doesn't have a ton of influence on who makes the hall, thankfully, because Phish beat out all of those other bands.
It only counts for a single ballot among roughly 1,200 that are cast, but there's only one year when the winner of the fan vote didn't make the hall. It was the Dave Matthews Band in 2020, but they got in 4 years later. That's very interesting. So it can count towards it, but sometimes they don't actually get in.
This is appalling.
It really is. Me personally, I think I'm frankly kind of surprised that some of the people that are on here aren't already in the Hall of Fame.
Like Joe Cocker? Billy Idol?
Yeah. Cyndi Lauper even.
Bad Company is not already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Black Crowes are great.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I like New Order back in the day.
Yeah. So all of these belong in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know about Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is...
Maybe Musical Hall of Fame, maybe. But
yeah.
Is there just a
Musical Hall of Fame?
That I couldn't tell you.
Or is it all Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Is what you have to,
probably
that's like a goal to get to. Yeah.
I mean, there's a Country Music Hall of Fame, isn't there?
I think so.
Yeah.
So there's got to be
multiple levels.
Halls of Fame.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hallways.
So Phish should not beat out any of these bands.
I really don't think so, but I'm wondering, like, who is voting for this? You know? Is it people that came up when Phish was actually more popular of a band?
Weren't they big back like in the 90s? I mean, when I say big, I mean bigger. I mean, they're not really a band you hear on the radio.
I thought it was more 80s.
Was the 80s that they were doing their thing?
I don't know. That's also a rabbit hole I would need to go down because I'm not sure. It is 90s.
All right. Well, surprising.
Something we know now.
Shocking and surprising and appalling at the same time.
It's all of those things. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of things to be. It's a lot of emotions to feel so early.
A lot of anger.
Shocked and appalled.
6:28, Derek Stuckley's given us the okay sign. He's ready in the newsroom. And then after Derek, we have your menus and we have your fact or fiction all coming up next.
Scott Hardy here, your rodeo announcer for the 6th annual Bull Bash at the Earl Q. Wilson Arena in Brownwood, Texas. Saturday, April the 26th, all proceeds benefit the Brown County Youth Fair Premium Sale. We've got Bull teams with $4,000 added money. Gates open at 5 p.m., $12 a person, 15 and under. Get in free with an adult. No cooler charge. We'll get things started at 6 p.m. with the Mutton Busted, followed by the Bull Riding. This year, you'll get a chance to see the youngest bullfighter in the nation. Regan Ray is going to be with us, as well as the baddest bullfighting around with the freestyle bullfights. So, ladies and gentlemen, get it on your mind. Mark your calendar Saturday, the 26th at the Earl Q. Wilson Arena. It is the 6th annual Bull Bash benefiting the Brown County Youth Fair Premium Sale. For more information, check us out on Facebook at Brown County, Texas Bull Bash.
Hey folks, do you remember the Getaway Giveaway trips? Well, folks, it's happening again. KOXC is teaming up with Hargrove Travel and area-wide sponsors to give you a chance to win a free trip. With a twist, a trip could be a Disney cruise, Caribbean cruise, maybe go to the Florida Keys, or maybe something else. What? You don't have the travel bug? Well, how about winning $2,000 in cash? Your choice. Stop in and register absolutely free at these participating sponsors: Sliger's Market, Smile Doctors Braces, Midtex Federal Credit Union, Ranchland Country Store, and RL Venue.
Breakfast is ready, Fred. Out of bed. Today's work day. Come on, Fred, or do I have to yank you out of bed?
No.
Wake up. Time to wake up. Everybody in the family. Mama to the papa. Brother, sister, wake up happily.
From Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello. I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. Again, but I looked at you and there I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. You're lying with me in Atlanta. Such a beautiful life. You play me like a piano. I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. But again, but I looked at you and there I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again.
This is your KOXC News Report for Wednesday, April 23rd. I'm Derek Stuckley. During Tuesday morning's meeting, the Brownwood City Council approved authorizing letters of intent to MHC Kenworth from Abilene to purchase four trash trucks and one roll-off truck for sanitation and one dump truck for streets for the 2025-26 budget at an estimated cost of $2,025,000. The $2,025,000 total is for three automated refuse trucks at $1,245,000, one side loader refuse truck at $353,000, one roll-off truck at $257,000, and one dump truck at $170,000. City Manager Emily Crawford shared the following details.
The city staff recommended to the city council today that we purchase trash trucks and one dump truck that we otherwise would have spread over, out over the next three fiscal years. And the reason why we were requesting this is because of new emissions requirements and a new engine that is going to be required based on federal requirements in January of 2027. We've experienced having the first line vehicles before, and they are generally very challenging because there are bugs that haven't been worked out and there's a lot of downtime. Repair and maintenance. So we are wanting to not get this new line vehicle until maybe a couple of years after it's been on the market. The reason for that is obviously because the cost increases, the cost in maintenance, and we are hoping to avoid that by getting those vehicles that are manufactured before 2027. So today we presented a plan to the council, and we recommended approval. And they did accept that recommendation. We are putting in a letter of intent for trash trucks, a crane truck, and a dump truck. Now, we don't know when we will receive these items because of the delay in manufacturing. We've had a huge delay in trash trucks already. And so whether or not we will actually get these vehicles before 2027 is yet to be seen.
Council also on Tuesday awarded an administration contract to Public Management, Inc. related to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Local Parks Grant, awarded a general engineering service agreement to Taylor Engineering, ratified the BMDD's board action to approve a downtown retail opportunity program grant not to exceed $25,000 to Stephen and Teresa Beal for a property located at 201 Center Avenue, authorized the use of the remaining opioid funding in the amount of $47,324 from the Brownwood-Brown County Health Department for training, curriculum, community coalitions, availability of naloxone, expanded access to laboratory testing, and ability to present information to first responders and community. Approved the replacement of the front window frame, windows, front doors, and the rear door at the service center at a cost of $18,830, utilizing Early Glass and Brownwood Door of Early. Artworks by children and students from local schools will be on display for the next few weeks at the Brownwood Art Center, located at 215 Fisk. Regular gallery hours are 2 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The public's invited to attend, and admission to the gallery is always free. All receptions will include light refreshments. Art made at the Boys and Girls Club of Brown County is currently on display through Thursday, April 24th, concluding with a reception on the 24th from 4 to 6 p.m. Early high school artworks will be exhibited from April 29th through May 1st, concluding with a reception Thursday, May 1st from 4 to 6 p.m. Early middle school will have its own show from May 5th through 8th, concluding with a reception Thursday, May 8th from 5 to 6 p.m. And Brownwood middle school art will be on exhibit from May 13th through 16th, including a reception Thursday, May 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. Early voting for the May 3rd general election began Tuesday, and 45 ballots were cast. Early voting continues today through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then next Monday and Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Brown County Elections Office, located at 613 North Fisk. Local races include the Early ISD Board of Trustees, where Robert Welker is on the ballot for Place 3, Scott Byrd for Place 4, and Amanda DeVusser and Daniel Rodriguez for Place 5. Running for two open seats on the Bangs ISD Board of Trustees are Dennis Sanchez, Robert R.C. Lehman, Eric Likens, and Joy Mitchell. Also running to fill an unexpired term on the Bangs ISD board are Larry Lehman and Blue Tidwell. Additional information on these stories and more can be found at KOXC.com.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun. Techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish. Nimble.
Trax.
Innovative. Electric.
Blazer EV. Lightning Round Champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. Silverado, Trailblazer, Trax, and Blazer EV.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Well-qualified buyers get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500 Turbo Max pickups. See your Big Country Chevy dealers. Monthly payment is $15.15 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment is 18.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 4/30/25.
Get ready for some down-home wild fun at the Goldthwait State Championship Barbecue and Go Cook-Off happening at the Goldthwait City Park in Goldthwait. This year, we're turning up the heat with wild hog sacking starting April 26th at 11 a.m. Grab your partner and sign up the morning of. Books open at 10:30. Just $30 per team or $15 for youth teams, ages 13 and under. Top five fastest teams make it to the short go, and the fastest team on two heads takes the win. With 50% jackpot payouts in both youth and open divisions, there's cash and Gloria for grabs. Don't miss the cow cutter for the short go and the action-packed competition that'll have the crowd on their feet. For more information, call Jody Sutherland at 325-642-4961. That's Wild Hog Sack in April 26th only at the Goldthwait State Championship Barbecue and Go Cook-Off. Be there or be bacon.
This is your Wednesday KOC Sports Report. The Brownwood Lions rallied with three runs at the top of the seventh inning, then held off a charge from the Mineral Wells Rams in their final at bat for a 4-3 victory in District 6-4A baseball action Tuesday night. Austin Wright tossed his second straight complete game on the mound to aid in Brownwood's victory. Brownwood's win, coupled with losses by Stephenville and Glen Rose, locked up the fourth and final playoff berth from District 6-4A for the Lions, who are now 12-15 on the season and 4-5 in district. The Lions lead both Stephenville and Glen Rose by two games with just one contest left. Playoff-bound Brownwood, who will be the number two seed out of District 6 in the Class 4A Division 1 playoffs, will host Mineral Wells at 7 p.m. Friday at Morris Southall Field in the regular season finale as the Lions look for their first district sweep of the season. In other baseball action Tuesday night, the District 7-1A champion May Tigers remained undefeated with a 14-1 victory at Cross Plains. The Bangs Dragons run ruled Cisco 12-2 in District 7-2A action. And in District 8-3A competition, the Early Longhorns fell at Peaster 8-4. In college baseball action Tuesday, the Howard Payne Yellow Jackets picked up a 9-3 victory over the University of Dallas in their home finale at Don Shepherd Park. The Yellow Jackets, who are 9-26 on the season and 1-11 in American Southwest Conference action, visit Hardin-Simmons for four games Thursday through Saturday to wrap up the regular season. Brown County is sending a combined 22 entrants to the UIL Track and Field State Championships at the University of Texas Myers Stadium in Austin May 1st through 3rd, and seven of those qualifiers turned in the best performances at regionals across the state in their respective events. For the Brownwood Lady Lions in the Class 4A draw, the 4x100 relay of Isis Hall, Kaya Phillips, Jade Morin, and Anaya Hines ran a school record of 47.07 seconds. The 4x200 relay of Jade Morin, Kaya Phillips, Anaya Hines, and Kate Tindall ran a school record of 1 minute 39.73 seconds, and Kaya Phillips in the 200 meters was clocked at 24.32 seconds. For early, Camden Myers in the 3A boys high jump was one of four state qualifiers to clear 6'8" at regionals, while Jamie Vassar in the 3A girls shot put was one of two to throw 43 feet 7.75 inches. Bangs Lady Dragon Casey Solis was the top Class 2A girls long jumper at regionals with a best effort of 18'6.5", while in Class 1A, the defending girls pole vault state champion, Ronnie McLean of Zephyr, returns to Austin with a top regional height of 10'6". Brownwood and Early will compete in state action Thursday, May 1st, Bangs on Friday, May 2nd, and Zephyr, May, and Blanket on Saturday, May 3rd. Schedules for all the Brown County state competitors can be found on the KOXC website. And the two-day District 6-4A tennis tournament begins today at Brownwood High School, where the Lions and Lady Lions will attempt to qualify for regionals in boys singles, boys doubles, girls singles, girls doubles, and mixed doubles action. The tournament is scheduled to reach its conclusion Thursday, with the top two finishers in each event moving on to the regional round. This has been a look at your local sports here on KOXC.
101.3 KOXE welcomes the 36th annual Larry Joe Taylor Texas Music Festival, April 21st through the 26th at Melody Mountain Ranch in Stephenville. Featuring Randy Rogers Band, William Clark Green, Wade Bowen, Casey Donahue, Tony LaRue, Kevin Fowler, Mike Ryan, Hudson Westbrook, Roger Krieger, a Tommy Alverson tribute, Larry Joe Taylor, Randy Brown, and so much more.
For all the info, go to ljtfest.com.
And if you'd like free tickets to the Larry Joe Taylor Texas Music Festival in Stephenville, get a hold of KOXE or me, JB, at Red Dirt Prep. Be a part of his Texas Music Festival with 101.3 KOXE. Gear up, Roundwood. Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is cranking it up with employee pricing on every new ride all April long. Need parts? 15% off all month. Time for service? Full synthetic oil changes, just $79. And mark your calendar, April 26th. The Corrine T. Smith Animal Shelter is rolling in with their mobile pet adoption. 1003 West Commerce Street in Brownwood. Swing by and let the friendly sales staff show you around. Deals won't last, so get in on employee pricing now at Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Proud sponsor of the Camp Bowie Veterans Appreciation Day at the Brownwood Ranch Rodeo.
The following are today's obituaries. A funeral service for Joanne Hopper Galt, 87, of Pretty, will be held at 10 a.m. today at Zion Lutheran Church in Pretty. Interment will follow at St. John's Cemetery in Pretty. Harlan Funeral Home of Early is in charge of arrangements. Joanne Hopper Galt passed away Friday, April 17th. A funeral service for Billy Frank Goodson, 84, will be held at 1 p.m. Thursday at Blaylock Funeral Home. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. today at the funeral home. Billy Frank Goodson passed away Saturday, April 19th. A funeral service for Dorothy Carnes, 75, of Goldthwaite, will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at Stacy Wilkins Funeral Home in Goldthwaite. Interment will follow at Center City Cemetery in Center City. Visitation will be held at 10 a.m. Friday at the funeral home. Dorothy Carnes passed away Wednesday, April 16th. A funeral service for Peggy Ann Threet, 71, will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday at Harlan Funeral Home. Visitation will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday at the funeral home. Peggy Ann Threet passed away Friday, April 18th. A graveside memorial service for Bobby Ray Roberts, 85, of Brownwood, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery in Odessa. Blaylock Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Bobby Ray Roberts passed away Tuesday, April 15th. A graveside funeral service for Jimmy Don Poe, 79, of Early, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Blanket Cemetery. Brownwood Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Jimmy Don Poe passed away Sunday, April 13th. A memorial service for Roland Howard Finch, 71, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at the Church of Christ in Brownwood. Gerdner Funeral Home of Abilene is in charge of arrangements. Roland Howard Finch passed away Saturday, April 19th. A celebration of life for Patricia Willems, 70, of Brady, will be held at 3 p.m. Saturday at Sunset Bridge Church of Christ in Brady. Leatherwood Memorial Chapels in Brady is in charge of arrangements. Patricia Willems passed away Wednesday, April 9th.
Hi, this is Sam Stewartson with Heartland Funeral Home. We understand how unsettling it can be when a funeral home goes out of business. Heritage Funeral Home Davis Morris Chapel has recently closed their doors. At Heartland Funeral Home, you can rest assured that we're here for you. If you have a prearranged funeral contract with Davis Morris Chapel, we will honor it with the care and respect you deserve. Please call or come by and visit with us for more information. Heartland Funeral Home, family-owned and operated, serving Brown County for over 30 years.
Hi, it's Corey Howard for Bruner Chevy GMC in Early. For years, folks around here have relied on Bruner for all their automotive needs, and today is no different. People are concerned about tariffs and prices going up, but not at Bruner. Your vehicle is an important part of your daily life, and we know you have a budget, so we're keeping prices down. For example, right now you get a new Silverado 1500 heavy duties for over $8,000 off MSRP. New Equinox is just $299 per month, and we have Acadias for $428 a month. And as always, there are never any hidden add-ons or options you don't want at Bruner. Plus, every new vehicle comes with a Bruner Advantage at no additional charge, including lifetime powertrain coverage. And don't forget, we have great selection of pre-owned starting at just $12,000. Tons of pre-owned trucks of all makes and models at low payments. So beat the tariffs and make it by Bruner Chevy GMC today for super low price. Or you can find us online at BrunerEarly.com. And remember, buy better, buy Bruner. Chevy, together let's drive.
Your Wednesday weather forecast is brought to you by KOXE. The next couple of days feature significant rain chances for Brownwood and the surrounding area, as today calls for a 50% chance of showers and storms during the day with a high of 80 degrees, and a 40% chance of rain tonight with a low of 62. Thursday is the best opportunity for rain, with chances for showers currently at 70% during the day with a high of 81 expected. Thursday night calls for a 30% chance of rain with a low of 62. Friday's rain chances have climbed to 50% with a high of 83, while Friday night features a 20% chance of precipitation with a low of 62. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday currently features a 30% chance of rain with a high of 84 and a low of 62 Saturday night with a 20% chance of showers. Come Sunday, the rain chances are gone briefly with a high of 88 expected, followed by a low of 64 Sunday night. Then early next week, Monday calls for a high of 88 degrees under partly sunny skies with a low of 65, while Monday night features a 20% chance of rain. Then Tuesday's forecast includes a 30% chance of showers, also with a high of 88 degrees.
Thank you, Stuckley. 649 to KLXC on a hump day Wednesday. Hump day, yeah. Never gets old. Current temperatures out there in the 60s. Coleman 60, looking at 61 in Goldthwaite. Brady shows 63 at the airport here in Brownwood. 63 is 8. 10, just around the corner. After we hear from Patsy Cline, you're going to get your menus brought to you by Dairy Queen. It'll bring cramp. And then the section hand are going to bring you Fact or Fiction. That's coming up next.
K-O-X-E.
Wonderful, the one and only
Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline, I love me some Patsy Cline. Man,
she's amazing.
She's just, she could sing the weather forecast, the phone book, and it's just going to be wonderful.
Absolutely, and she has one of those voices that, you know, are undeniable. You can't. It's just super unique.
Yeah, yeah, and she died.
You
at
definitely
such a young age.
Know when Patsy Cline is singing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. 6:53 now. Oh yeah, when you hear that. Your foot starts tapping, your belly starts rumbling because it's time for the lunch and breakfast menus. Brought to you by Dairy Queen. There's a static again.
I know.
Crazy. Dairy Queen bringing you the menus today. You know, Dairy Queen's open 7 days a week. 1620 Austin Avenue is where they're located. 99 cent drinks until 10 a.m. Wonderful breakfast choices for people on the go. Sandwiches on a bun or a biscuit. Biscuits and gravy. I always add a little extra pepper to biscuits and gravy.
Me just too.
A little pepper.
Always.
Yeah. Dairy Queen going to treat you right.
You can never have too much pepper in your gravy. Well, I mean, I guess you could, but yeah. I like a little extra pepper. Okay, Zephyr for breakfast this morning will be having Dutch waffles with sausage or cereal with graham crackers, fruit juice, and milk. And for luncheon, Zephyr, pizza choice, garden salad, savory green beans, peaches, and milk. Brooksmith ISD for breakfast will be having a breakfast burrito, fruit and juice. And for lunch, steak fingers, potatoes, roll, gravy, green beans, and fruit. Is this your jam? Jeff's getting down with this today. Early ISD for breakfast, actually. We'll have a power breakfast or a PB&J Uncrustable with cheese stick, 100% fruit juice, fruit, milk variety, and that'll come along with some jelly. And for lunch and early, chicken sandwich or chicken fried steak with roll and gravy, cheesy broccoli, garden salad, fruity jello, milk, salad entree, and that'll come along with some ranch, ketchup, and mayo. It's all you, Jeff.
The one thing I never see on these menus is coffee.
Kids and coffee maybe don't mix.
I guess they don't mix, yeah. So for May ISD today, for breakfast, muffin, yogurt, and fruit. May ISD lunch, a chili cheese hot dog with potatoes, cucumbers, and a snowball salad. The Brentwood Senior Center today, chicken salad on a croissant.
Croissant
with green pea salad, fruit medley, pineapple upside down cake for dessert. Mm.
I wonder if they left the pineapple right side up, what that would be like.
Would have changed anything.
Probably.
The activity today, 10 a.m., you're having, it's a 42 tourney at 10 a.m. Sorry, 42 tourney at 10 a.m., which I believe is Domino's at the Senior Citizen Center today. And then for blanket today, blanket breakfast, you're having waffles, sausage, juice, fruit, and milk. And for lunch in blanket, it's chicken spaghetti with garlic breadsticks, garden salad, ranch, cherry tomatoes, apples, and milk.
My mind is still reeling if there's a pineapple right side up cake.
I don't know.
I'd have to look for that. I'd have to Google that.
Go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's in the rabbit hole.
Menus today brought to you by our good friends over at Dairy Queen.
It's time for Jeff and Courtney's Fact or Fiction.
Fact or Fiction is brought to you by the Section Hand Steakhouse. Open Tuesday through Sunday, opening at 7 a.m. They'll be opening here in about 5 minutes for breakfast. They do serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Convenient drive-through to-go orders always welcome. Daily specials, Sunday buffet, and don't forget their amazing salad bar, the Section Hand Steakhouse. Get on in there at 7 a.m. for breakfast here very shortly.
So for Fact or Fiction today, we are playing for four passes to see Larry Joe Taylor Saturday the 26th. So before you play, four passes to LJT Saturday the 26th. And of course, if you won the last 2 weeks, you can't win again for two more weeks. So just to keep it fair.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready? Negan's bat from The Walking Dead was named Lucy. Negan's bat from The Walking Dead was named Lucy. 325-646-1013. What is your Walking Dead knowledge?
Dang. I watched that show for a couple of years, and I don't remember what this bat was called. I'm going to say fiction. I think it was some other name. Good morning, KOXC. What's your guess?
It's fiction.
It's fiction?
All right.
Who is this?
Daniel Cody.
Daniel, are you pretty sure?
Yeah, I know the actual name. Do you want me to tell you?
Nope.
Not yet.
Not yet, Daniel.
Thank you.
All right, y'all have a good morning.
All right, thanks, Daniel. Bye.
Negan's bat from The Walking Dead was named Lucy.
No, apparently it wasn't. We don't know what it is, though. Good morning, KOXC.
I'm going to go fact.
You're going fact. All right, who is this?
This is Megan.
Megan? Where are you calling from today?
From Canyon Lake.
Canyon Lake. I heard that's a beautiful area.
It's absolutely amazing, right?
It is. We love it. Gunner, what are you going?
I was going to say, is Gunner going
fiction? He's going fiction, of course.
All right. Got you both down.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Negan's bat from The Walking Dead was named Lucy. Lucy, I'm home.
When the bat hits the zombie, I'm home. Bam. I really don't think zombies will be that hard to kill. I think that's over dramatized because zombies are slow. They're not very smart. So how hard could it be to kill a zombie?
Yeah, but you're going Walking Dead zombies. I think with them, you have to worry about the horde. But
the horde all coming at you.
Uh-huh. What about what's the Brad Pitt?
World War Z.
World War Z. Now, those zombies are terrifying.
Those were fast. So I guess it depends
super
on which,
fast
which
and
zombie.
They could still use their head.
Yeah. So which kind of zombie are we talking about here?
Yeah.
It's always crucial. All right. So fact or fiction, we got Daniel with fiction. Megan says fact. Gunner says fiction. Take another call. Good morning, KOXE. You have a guess?
Even though I can't win, I'm going to say fiction just to see if I would have won.
Okay.
I would have played in May.
Thanks, Pat.
We got you down, Pat. Mm-hmm. Have a blessed day. All right. I think we're good to go.
Negan's bat from The Walking Dead was named Lucy. The answer is fiction. Negan established himself as a tyrannical dictator of a community of survivors called the Saviors. He wields a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire that he calls Lucille.
Ah.
After his wife.
So, Daniel, you are correct.
Daniel is correct.
Daniel Cody, you win 4 passes for Larry Joe Taylor this weekend, Saturday the 26th.
Way to go, Daniel. Congratulations. And I have a feeling he knew the name of the bat.
Oh, he knew.
He definitely knew.
Yeah. Good job, Daniel.
All right. Way to go, Daniel.
All right. Approaching the top of the hour, SRN News coming up next on KOXE.
Shop Southwest Appliance and Furniture in Brownwood. The best quality appliances and furniture and top-notch service. And only famous brand names like Frigidaire, Whirlpool, Ashley, Best, and Serta. At Southwest Appliance and Furniture, check out the special offers, discounts, and rebates that all add up to the best deals in Central Texas. From the living room and the bedroom to the kitchen and every other room in your home, Southwest Appliance and Furniture has just what you need at the price you can afford. Stop in today at Southwest Appliance and Furniture, 100 CC Woodson Road in Brown.
101.3 KOXE Brownwood. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's a move that may make some of the foods we buy less colorful, but proponents say they'll be a whole lot safer. The FDA ordering an end to the use of synthetic dyes in food products. It's forced several thousand people to flee their homes. Massive wildfire rages in Ocean County, New Jersey, not far from the Jersey shore. The blaze has closed a stretch of the busy Garden State Parkway, along with many other roads. Parental rights and religious convictions are at the heart of a case out of Maryland. It's now being considered by the U.S. Supreme Court. Members of the public are paying their final respects to Pope Francis. His body lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica until Saturday's funeral and burial. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures up 773 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 538. More details at srnnews.com.
At Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I was pretty hungry and looking at a menu when I named my boat Change Your Tuna. The backup names were Trick or Trout, I Salmonly Swear, and, oh, it gets worse, New Squid on the Block. It wasn't my best day.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it. And start with a quote from Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
You want to give your dogs the very best, no matter what they're eating. You should add Dr. Fido's to every bite. Don't just take our word for it.
The Dr. Fido's product has been very successful for both dogs.
Call 888-388-PAWS or go to drphytos.com, drphytos.com. And for a limited time, order now and receive a 10% discount with our money-back guarantee by using promo code BALANCE.
Do you know what today is?
No, what is today?
It's Administrative Professionals Day.
I'm just a secretary.
I'm not a secretary.
I'm not your secretary.
I am an assistant, not a secretary.
The administrative assistant.
Administrative assistant.
Misspelled administrative and assistant.
I'm a highly trained specialist.
It's administrative.
Happy Administrative Professionals Day.
Our wonderful administrative support staff. Showtime.
Bouncing into the 7 o'clock hour, hour two with a big show with Jeff and Courtney. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy hump day.
Hump day. It's Administrative Professionals Day. It's hump day. It's Would You Rather Wednesday.
Man, it is a lot of things today.
Is Administrative Professionals Day like calling a garbage man like a garbologist or a... Is it the same thing, just different verbiage?
Maybe so, yeah, okay. I guess.
I mean, I'm glad they have a day for... So,
yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. If it's
did you just come up with garbologist?
A garbologist.
Is that a word?
Sanitation
now?
Engineer. Hey, like the garbage man. Like a secretary is an administrative professional.
But yeah.
This is just the same thing. Just different way to say it, I guess.
Different verbiage.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, happy day. What's a good one?
I don't know. I can't get garbologist out of my head, so that's a thing now.
It's a thing now.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. You're welcome. Current temps out there, still in the 60s. Goldthwait, 61. They went down 2 degrees since 6 o'clock in the morning. Coleman stayed at 60. Brady's now at 63 and at the airport in Brandwood, 63 degrees. Your sunrise already happened. That's happened at 6:57. And then your sunset tonight is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. And don't forget, Facebook page, you can find the Would You Rather Wednesday question. Would you rather be able to talk to animals or read people's minds? That's the Would You Rather today. And we're both a little, well, I'm kind of on the fence.
I'm on the fence, too.
Yeah.
My immediate answer was talk to animals. I currently talk to animals. They don't talk back, but... I still talk to them, but then you really start thinking about it, and it's like, what kind of doors could it open if you could read minds?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's all, you know, I mean, how can it benefit me?
Right.
The bottom line.
As we do, right?
As we do.
Yeah.
Like, we already talk to animals, and on some level, I think our animals understand us, because we're very...
Absolutely.
We're
well, I
house.
Think one of the beauties of animals is the lack of... verbal communication. The fact that I think so many feelings and things like that get lost in our words, that you don't need that when it comes to your animals. You have, they show you love.
Yeah.
And that's you, that's a thing that you trust with them. You don't need actual verbal communication.
Yeah.
But humans, on the other hand, a lot of times their words don't match their actions. And so if you were able to know that,
they could say one thing to you, but you can understand they don't really mean that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you would know because you were able to read minds. But two, that could also be very depressing.
Yeah. What if all these people that said, oh, yeah, you're in our group and we go out drinking together.
Right.
And they really don't
friends.
Like you.
Yeah. In reality, like you're the joke or you know what I mean? What
yeah.
if you find out things you don't want to know?
There's always that guy, that one guy of the group.
Yeah. What if you find out you're that guy?
What if you're the mascot of the group? What if you're that guy or that girl? It'd be horrible. So maybe talking to animals?
Yeah.
But what if you find out they don't like you either?
Right. I think that would be the most hurtful thing of it all, to find out that your animals really didn't like you.
This food sucks.
Yeah.
The bed is uncomfortable. The food's terrible around here.
She calls this a treat. Oh, man.
Man, this is a tough one today.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
So
what's the general consensus on the Facebook? Let's see.
I think it's, when I last looked at it, it was pretty split, actually. What do you see on there?
I'm seeing a lot more talking to animals now than reading people's minds. So it looks like the talk to animals is really taking its hold.
That's taken off.
Mm-hmm. It's taken off.
So, and we're not just talking dogs or cats. I mean, animals.
Animals, I mean, in general. Like, you're Dr. Doolittle all of a sudden.
Yeah. Swine, gerbils, birds.
You call pigs swine on a general basis? Or?
I think it covers the wide range.
You definitely want to cover all the pigs.
Yeah. It's been quite a morning already. If you didn't tune in the 6 o'clock hour, Courtney really hurt her back.
I am, yes. But I'm here.
She's here. She's struggling. I showed up to work with my shirt inside out today. I had no idea.
It was a morning conversation.
We were just talking, you know, we're both here, you know, in the 5 o'clock hour. We were just having our coffee conversation, and she goes, your shirt's on inside out. What? Yeah, it is. No clue.
Finish that conversation. Jeff's like, okay, well, I'm going to go fix my shirt.
I'm going to go change now.
Oh, man. It's one of those days.
It is one of those days. And one of those days that you're shocked about a lot of stuff. And I'm really shocked.
I am too.
Gen Zers don't have, as a group or as a general rule, a lot of common skills. Boomers are shocked that Gen Zers don't have a lot of these common skills. Now, give us the age bracket again, the boomers and Gen Zers.
So Gen Zers are born from 95 to 2012. So I did the math, and I actually did it on a calculator because my morning math thing isn't a very good thing. So that is people that are 13 years old all the way to 30 years old.
So a wide range.
It's a wide range, which most of the generational things, because it's a whole generation. So people 30 to 13 do not have these common skills. And I don't know if this can be, can this really be true?
I'm not surprised, to be honest. I'm not shocked.
I mean, some of these are pretty shocking. So let's go over this little.
So who are the boomers? Because boomers are really shocked that Gen Zers can't do these things.
Boomers
are we boomers?
No, we're Gen X.
We're Gen X.
So boomers are 1946 to 64.
Okay.
And then we're 65 to 79.
So my mom's not even a boomer. My mom was born in 44. What is she?
That's the silent generation.
Ah. My dad's 38. What's he? Silent
Same.
Generation?
Silent okay. generation.
So the boomers are after.
My parents are boomers.
They're boomers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're shocked the Gen Zers don't have these common, just these basic skills.
Right. And Gen Z is the generation, well, two generations after us. You've got us, Generation X, the millennials, and then Gen Z.
I would love to put a Gen Zer back in the 70s and see if they could function at all.
And figure
stuff out.
Basic things out.
Yeah, I don't know. So this is a list of 15 things that boomers are shocked that Gen Zers don't have these skills. Number 15, how to use non-mobile technology. Like, if it's not a mobile phone in their hand, they don't know what to do.
Like an old-school regular-type phone?
Could they use an old phone?
Do you remember the old...
The rotary dial.
Rotary dial phones.
Yeah. Could they use one of those?
I don't know, but I'd like to do... We should do, like, a little study to where we bring one in and have somebody of that age bracket try and use it. Okay, number 14. How to read Roman numerals.
I can't even do that.
I can only read to a certain number.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always been hard. Number 13, Gen Zers don't know how to drive a stick shift. I don't either. I've never driven one, to be honest.
Really?
Nope, never did.
Okay, I know how to drive a stick shift. How to write in cursive, number 12. See, that's crazy.
I don't think they teach cursive in school any longer.
When did they stop doing that? I wonder when that stopped being a thing.
Yeah, I don't think as a rule they teach it a whole lot. Yeah, I don't know when it's been.
Huh.
Number 11, how to use a manual can opener.
What? That's not like a puzzle or anything, right? I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory how it works.
I would hope so. Otherwise, they're going to starve.
Number 10, how to write a check.
I believe that.
Yeah. You don't see really many checkbooks anymore.
Checkbooks, I think, are for older generations. Like, my mom and dad still write checks for their mortgage.
Mine too.
Yeah. I think it's a generational thing for sure. Yeah, we were taught how to write checks in high school.
I know how to write a check.
I know how to write a check.
I don't. But, yeah, I know how.
Yeah. How to do basic handyman type skills, like simple outlet replacement, changing a light fixture, installing a shelf on the wall. Gen Zers apparently don't have these skills anymore. Crazy.
What?
How do you exist?
Yeah, how do you get by?
Hey.
You have to hire someone to come over and put up a shelf? Okay, number 8. This makes no sense to me. How to cook.
I mean, it's not microwave, they don't know how to do it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a recipe. I mean, can't you just go buy a recipe and just follow the step-by-step instructions? That seems pretty simple to me.
You would have to go out to buy the ingredients, too, I guess.
True.
I don't know. Yeah. So boomers are shocked that Gen Zers don't have these basic skills. Number 7, how to mend clothes and sew on buttons.
Huh. Yeah. Do they not do, like, home economics in school anymore?
That's how I learned how to do it.
Yeah, me too. I learned how to do, like, make a whole quilt and, you know, use, like, sewing machines and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Is that not a class?
It's a it should be, like, a basic common skill. Like, when I moved out of the house, my mom bought me this, like, little button.
Oh, this special little button thing?
Kit. The kit? Yeah. Just so I could do it and not have to bring it back. I don't think she wanted me back.
She's like, don't.
Here you go.
Here, you can sew on your own buttons here. Is it mine or yours?
That's yours.
How to type on an actual keyboard. Does that mean like a QWERTY keyboard? Like on the computer or?
I'm thinking like a normal computer keyboard. Are there other kind of keyboards?
I don't know. What other keyboard is there? Okay. Huh.
Maybe that's a younger generation thing. I don't know of a different keyboard unless they've come out.
Because I was thinking about, like, text messaging. It's the same keyboard, just not, like, a different form.
Yeah. Number 5, and this I believe this, how to count correct change. Like, back in the day, you had the old school cash registers where it didn't figure things out for you.
You had to count up.
You had to count change.
Yeah.
You had to use your brain and count change.
Right.
Never see that anymore.
You really don't. I didn't really think about that, but you don't. We're going over boomers are shocked that Gen Zers don't have these common skills. Number 4, how to tell time on a clock with hands. Okay, this kind of blows me away. How do you not know how to tell time?
I'm not surprised.
Really?
I'm not surprised. I told you the Fair Rebecca teaches, and one of her subjects, or one of her, I guess, part of the curriculum is to teach the kids how to tell time on a normal clock. And they have no clue. They have no idea. Unless it's numbers that they don't know. They're just not exposed to it.
Yeah, I guess it's... I'm trying to think of... I don't even remember what grade we learned how to tell time on a clock.
Yeah, we just always knew.
It just seems like it's always been there.
It's just always been there. Yeah. We just always knew. And how to count change. I mean, that used to be just very basic.
Yeah.
Yeah. How to unclog a toilet using a plunger.
What?
How else would you do it?
This is not brain
that's
surgery.
Do
you have to call a plumber just because you have a minor toilet clog?
I don't know if I buy that one or not.
Yeah, I don't see some of these. I'm wondering, is this made up? Is this real life?
Although, I mean, some of them are pretty helpless. I mean, that's like unless it's spoon fed to them. They don't know.
That's crazy to me. Number 2, how to address a piece of mail? What? I guess it's not. A lot of people don't send letters anymore or anything like that, but how do you not know how to address it whenever you get mail? So you see how it's the format.
Yeah.
So it's not really a huge puzzle of how it works.
You put the return address on the top
and
left.
And then the address it's going to in the middle.
That's it, yeah.
And then a stamp on the right-hand side.
I bet that age group, I bet they've never sent a letter. Like, they've never sent a thank you note to grandma for a Christmas present.
See, that's sad to me, because thank a handwritten you. Letter is, I think it's a lost art. I think that's really cool to receive a letter, or send a letter, or send a card, or something like that. Definitely you should learn how and try that at least once.
I mean, when both my grandmas, of course, have passed away a long time ago, but when we went through their items, they saved all those handwritten letters that me and my brother and my sister sent them for Christmas presents or just whatever occasion.
Right. It's really
a handwritten letter.
Yeah. It's cool. It's cool to look back on and to have and that kind of thing. It's a lot different than shooting over an email or something. Something like that.
Yeah. That's crazy. I bet they have never written a letter or sent a piece of mail.
Yeah. That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Send a letter. If you've never written a letter and sent it, I highly recommend writing a handwritten letter and sending it to somebody.
That's just shocking. And the number 1 thing, how to read a map and figure out directions without GPS.
Okay.
Wow. I believe
I can do it, but I've always been directionally impaired. Even whenever there was just maps to follow, GPS, sometimes I get lost with GPS, so I get that, but...
I get it. Maps are hard to read.
I don't even see maps in stores anymore, do you?
Those foldable maps?
Yeah.
No.
I can't think of the last time I saw a map at a gas station. Normally, they would be right there by the register.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could always read them. I couldn't fold them back.
You never get them back to the way they were.
No, we used to have to read maps. Yeah.
I remember the Atlas.
Back in the day when I was first got into radio and play-by-play, doing high school play-by-play, back in the, it was the late 90s, I think, we were still using maps to get to ball games.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do I get to this school? And you had to use a map. Yeah, there was no GPS back then.
Nope, absolutely not. Well, there was no anything to read GPS off of.
No, there was
at that
no.
point.
There was, yeah.
Now you have everything in the palm of your hand, so can you imagine everybody still reading maps?
I want to send a Gen Zer who is like 16 years old back to the 70s and see what
they think of it.
What they think of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what they would think of how things were.
Because you had one phone in the house, typically. Maybe you had two phones.
Mm-hmm.
You had three TV channels.
Mm-hmm.
You had maps.
Yep.
And that was, you had to write
everything,
a check.
Well, I think that everything we had to use our heads to use. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something that just did it for you. I feel like it's something that we had to actually use our brain power to figure things out.
Yeah.
I think we're losing that.
Yeah, I mean,
we are losing that.
This little handheld device here just does everything.
Yeah. Definitely losing that as time goes on because everything does it for you.
Crazy. Yeah, let's take a phone call before we go to break. Good morning, KOXE.
Yeah. How about doing math without a calculator?
What? You're kidding me. Having to write down on paper?
I can somewhat do math without a calculator. Addition, subtraction, that's about it. No,
we didn't have a calculator back in the day.
No, absolutely not.
No.
You had to do it on pen and paper.
Yeah. Great call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You. Have a good day. Yeah. In fact, I remember taking, this is junior high, I think. In fact, they said no calculators.
Like, yeah, you had to work it out.
Work it out.
You had to show your work on every problem that you did.
Yeah. Crazy. So, yeah, some lost skills here. Sadly, some lost skills. So what happens when the robots do take over? And they will. When all of our cell phones are going to die, we have to go back to the old school days. Would anybody know how to do that anymore?
And figure out and learn.
Figure out things and learn.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We already know, Jeff.
We already know.
We know the secret language of cursive.
It's already 7:21, so we got birthdays coming up after we hear from Don Williams, and maybe one more song after that. Give us a call with birthdays, 646-1013.
I've been lonesome. I've been empty. I got an aching way down inside. I need someone, someone to hold me. Pull down the shade, turn out the light, and love me tonight. Don't think about tomorrow, it don't matter anymore. We can turn the key and lock world outside the door. I need you so now. Come on, let go now. Kick off your shoes, turn out the light, and love me tonight. Now don't you worry, we're all alone. Let your hair down, sit by my side. Turn off the TV, put on some music. Pull down the shade, turn out the light, and love me tonight. Don't think about tomorrow, it don't matter anymore. We can
so now. Come on, let go now. Kick off your shoes, turn out the light, and love me tonight.
When I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth. I'm thinking about should I brush with the bristles, or should I just jam the handle down the back of my throat, try to touch my uvula just for the risk of it. Not that it will help promote dental hygiene.
Dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. A little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check, a six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around, little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
The great one, the Alan Jackson Little Bitty 727. There you go. Courtney cannot do her birthday dance due to the bad back. Yeah, I wouldn't even bother trying to do that.
Not even. Can't.
Not even.
Not even a chance.
Birthdays today brought to you by our good friends over at Dairy Queen. Good morning, KOXC.
Good morning. Today is National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. My favorite one, I think it's from Romeo and Juliet, is "That, methinks, is strange." Happy birthday to Jennifer Vickers and Jeannie Blackstock from Jen Evans. And may thou keep us happy in this fair day.
Thanks, Jen.